How long has it been that way? And you say, well, as far as I know,
it's always been.
Yeah. Someone says, how long have you lived here? And you say, I've lived here ever.
What? All my life?
Well, say 1968 or something. You say, I've lived here ever.
Ever since 1968.
All right. And someone didn't do something accidentally. You'd say, he did that.
On purpose.
All right. If you're not sure of something, someone says, is that right? And you say, well, I
believe so.
Or how about using think?
Well, I think so.
Now, what's the difference between I think so and I think so? Can you make a distinction between the meanings of those two?
Well, I think so and I think so.
And I think so.
I don't know any difference. I can't tell any.
I think so. I think so. Yeah. Okay. If you don't know the answer to something, you might have to
look it up.
Or talk to someone. You might
have to ask someone.
And so yesterday you.
I asked.
And I, that guy over there doesn't seem to know the answer to anything. All the every day he wrote me a question.
He asked me.
All right. And those two kids, the two boys, just can't seem to get along. Every day they.
They fight.
And yesterday they
fought.
They have.
They have fought.
Right. What would you call if years ago someone goes out hunting and didn't have a rifle, Daniel Boone type, and he goes hunting a bear or a wild hog with a big.
A spear.
You know, this is something you just hold in his hand.
A knife.
Yeah. Now, what would you call a large knife like that?
A large knife?
Yeah.
What, a hunting knife?
All right, no other special names for you can think of. Mm-hmm. And when he did, he what the bear?
He killed the bear.
But when he stuck the knife in,
he stabbed.
All right, and then he what the blade out.
He pulled the blade out?
Yeah, how about something that starts with D?
What, drew the blade out?
All right. And if you use a block and tackle, you have something you have to get up in the air. And what do you call that? You did what it up in the air? You
hoisted.
All right. And if something is, you want to take a watermelon or something, and you take a knife and you
slice it.
But just into two parts. You said you cut.
Split it. Or
you
cut.
Cut it how? Cut it.
Cut it in half.
All right. And if someone's always fooling around and he's a kind of a practical joker, and someone's bothered by him. You might tell another friend who's being bothered by him, don't
worry about him.
Don't pay
any attention to him.
All right. And the person says to you, that's all right, he didn't
bother me.
All right. And then you're warning a friend about a girl. You say, you better be careful with her because she has very persuasive ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, she'll what you out of that.
How's that?
Well, would you use the term sweet talk or sweet mouth?
Maybe sweet talk.
All right. And if a teacher is telling the children, now don't leave your desks until the bell rings, then mm-hmm. she might tell them, listen what the bell, listen.
Listen for the bell.
All right. Now, if you're talking about people, though, you wouldn't say for, you'd say what they have to say, listen.
Listen to the people.
All right. And if someone is quite surprised by something, you might say, well, you shouldn't be,
what, startled?
All right. And if you need, someone comes over to borrow some oil, for, mm-hmm. let's say some gas for the power mower or something, you have a little can, so I don't have much left, but I've got...
What, a little bit?
All right. You have a choice of doing two things. You say, I'd rather do this.
Than that.
All right. And if you're